It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh Gamut.
Wallach's got a gap tooth since his youth. Fuzzy eyebrows that are huge. Collects cards and dice, but to my surprise, sexy R&B is his vice. John Wallach likes statistics,
probability.
He likes the Vip and Vorp. John Wallach likes statistics,
probability.
He's a gigantic dork.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You might know John Wallach is a lifetime flash guy. A man who calls Bryant basketball games. A man who does not look the part of a master seducer.
Someone who told us, I believe you might have just discussed this, that he would wear a leather vest with no shirt underneath when he would go clubbing.
Right.
He was the Casanova of all Casanovas. Mm-hmm.
As we all tried on different personalities growing up, this was, especially between the ages, I would guess, of 15 to 24.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, John,
22, something
although
like that.
Although at this era, he was like 37, I think.
Yes. Indeed. This is the era where, yes. This is his his first marriage. He decided to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
That's how he met his current wife. As he was
spun off into a ditch, and there she was.
There you have it.
Right.
So we are very surprised. This show has been on since this particular brand of show has been on since 2009. We've been very surprised that John has such a passion for this type of music.
It's like this new jack sexy R&B type era. What, very late 80s into like the mid 90s.
Right.
And he has a ridiculous. An absolutely ridiculous knowledge of all this stuff. Just maybe it's just because I'm so shocked that, of all people, John, you went to all these concerts, too.
I did.
What was the best one you went to from that
era? I told
era?
You. I went to see Climax. I went to see Shalimar, Midnight Star, and Cool of the Gang, all on the same bill.
Every time you say Shalimar.
Oh, they weren't all selling out the Garden.
No.
All right,
no.
So when you would go to these shows, would you go with a girl?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you would go with like other guys.
Yes, the same thing with the rap thing I told you about.
Yeah, but I can see that. But these are kind of songs to like Luther Vandross. People used to throw panties and bras on the stage.
Yeah.
So not the worst idea. Primarily female audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you like go and like start dancing and try to get with chicks?
I didn't that night, if I remember correctly. No, I didn't happen.
So you just enjoyed the music.
Just enjoyed the music, man.
Now, what percentage of the crowd were African American ladies? It's in Boston, so it's hard to say.
Well, if you watch the video, like a Jodeci video and stuff, it's literally the entire crowd.
Right.
And
well,
so
watch the movie Supermen when Luther Vandross. Because people were afraid to book him because they're like, no one's going to come out. And his agent was like, no, are you crazy? And so people would just throw panties and bras.
Oh, sure.
Yep.
So you. So you're out there, and so you're just like enjoying the music.
It was me and five other guys that night.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Here she comes, and there she
goes. Nowhere to go but up.
But you guys went with the idea of getting laid, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And you know, that really never happened.
No.
No.
And even though the girls were probably, was there a lot of screaming?
This would ramp them up. I mean, this is essentially like going to, the equivalent of someone standing outside of like a 50 Shades of Grey movie and just being like, hey, ladies, I'll be your Christian Grey. There and you've got, Keith Sweat getting them all amped up and boiling over. And you're there for the taking.
That's right.
And it's still in.
What? Oddly enough, no. I was Tom. I was on the deck of that ship. I was John Lovitz.
You were John Lovitz. That's right. Well, we have a
prospects bottoming out.
So we have a competition because I'm fascinated with your knowledge of this.
Okay.
And every time we do this, people say, I would kick John Wallach's ass in this type of thing. And we're like, okay, I wonder if there's somebody else there who is as nerdy as John is, who is also into all things R&B.
Now, Rich, this is kind of unfair because the guy who works for the station, it's obvious that he's been into this. I mean, one look at the guy.
Right. Well, let's bring
hang on a second. I want because people are going to go, oh, you rigged the contest. You brought this guy in.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you think of seduction and you think of R&B and you know, saying I'll kiss you where some brothers won't, and you think about those things.
Mm-hmm.
One name comes up, Rich, and that name is...
Billy Lanny. Let's bring in Billy Lanny from the Felger and Baz show.
Billy Lanny, I guess he's lost a tremendous amount of weight.
He looks good. Dude, you look good.
Look at you.
Looks great. Really good.
You look like a young Keith Sweat.
Oh, he needs the vest, man.
I mean, you really do. I mean, you
good for you, Billy. Thank you very much.
Whatever you're doing is working.
Appreciate it.
So, this is something that you've always been into, the New Jack stuff?
Yeah, just been a big fan of the music.
Okay.
So I was like, when I was younger, like, this is what I was listening to. Like, I wasn't as old as Wallach when it was, like,
fresh.
No one was.
But yeah, no, this is the first stuff I started listening to.
Now, was this music to seduce by? Would you put this stuff on and...
Oh, no. I was too young at the time. Not that I wouldn't want to try, but yeah, no, I was young at the time, so my skills hadn't developed yet. My ability to talk to a female hadn't really developed yet.
Well, mine still
But I could
hasn't.
Really dance and shake my tail feather, so that's what kind of...
Were you a protege of anyone? Did anyone go, my friend, here is the way to seduction?
No, I was trial by error.
Okay.
trial by a lot of errors.
Ugly. Okay. Yes.
All right, so you heard John Wallach basically struggle a little bit the last time we tried this contest.
Yes.
And it infuriated you.
Yes, it infuriated me. But like I said, it was one of those things where I was playing at home and killing it.
Right.
But now that I'm here, I'm going to probably choke. But no, like watching at home, like, how did you not know that? How did you not know that?
Don't watch the show. Always listen on the radio.
Billy.
Yeah, Billy. You're in the business.
My God.
So, but you wouldn't look at you. Are you still into this?
Yeah.
So will you go out with your friend? Where are you from?
Malden.
Okay, so will you go out with your friends in Malden? And like, and then you're like, hey, like, we're gonna go somewhere. It's a couple hours away, and then like, put on Guy, and they'll go like, what are you doing?
right. No, I actually had a handful of friends that are in the same boat as me. We all dug the same music.
Well, these people tour. Like, I mean, and what's amazing is that we did this game just the other day, and I think 4 of the 8 people that we played are going to be in Revere. Bone Thugs and Harmony, we actually have them in studio tomorrow morning, possibly.
Nice.
They're going to be playing at the Wonderland Ballroom tomorrow night.
Right.
And I think that Keith Sweat was at Plain Ridge Park Casino or something.
Whoa,
random like that.
Drew right. Hill? Drew Hill and Cisco played the place next to a bowling alley in Malden.
Cisco?
Jesus. Cisco had it all for about a year.
I didn't even think it was that long.
No, he's doing movies and everything. Yeah. All right, so...
What movies is Cisco doing?
He was in one of those team comedies.
Yeah, but it was like when Cisco was big.
That's what I'm saying. He had about a year.
right.
He had about a year's shelf life.
Yeah.
So there is something about these communities like Malden where this is stuck around.
It has, yeah.
All right, this seduction has never grown old. All right, Rich, well, we
put out the call, like, oh, is there a listener who fits the bill who would come in here and see if they could top John Wallach as our resident New Jack nerd? And we got a video from a gentleman who said, I can take this man down. So our third and final contestant, let's bring him in. His name is K-Ron Wright.
K-Ron.
I know none of these songs.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is.
What's up, K-Ron? How are you
Wright. Doing? He's in studio. Now, K-Ron, what do you do for a living, sir?
Teacher.
You're a teacher?
Teacher, yeah.
And you're about to teach these guys a little bit about hip-hop, New Jack?
Good lesson.
All right, what subject do you teach?
Science.
Okay, so you are. So that's not considered a seductive kind of thing? You're like...
In a manner of speaking, maybe not.
Do you ever go like, I'm a teacher, I know a little something about chemistry, boom?
I haven't used that line in a long time, but... No, I don't actually do that.
I'm getting a little bit of a Matthew Slater vibe right
Matthew
now.
Matthew Slater?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I appreciate Matthew Slater. I like him. He's a good dude. But,
he is
but
a good
I'm a little
dude.
Cooler than Matthew Slater.
That's not saying a lot. So, have you ever taken a woman to school and just like gone and had all the Bunsen burners lit up and created a scene?
Mess up. You haven't thought of that once?
Come on now. None of that stuff. been married too long to be doing that kind of stuff.
All right. Okay, so when did you, how old a man are you?
I'm almost 40.
30. Okay.
Okay, so this is right in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Unlike Wallach, who's just way too
old for this to begin with. Yeah.
Now, did you hear Wallach on the show?
Oh, I heard him. I was disappointed, greatly disappointed. Like, how could you get all of these songs wrong? Like, for real, dude? For
I know.
Like,
I know. I missed Joe. Song. Was it Joe that pushed you over the edge?
Easy ones,
you
too.
Easy ones. Like, yeah. Joe was like, there's a bunch you miss. I'm like, are you serious? Like, right now, are you serious? I know these songs back in my hand.
So. Okay, all so right. You saw this, and you heard it, and you were a little disappointed in Wallach.
I was.
And,
okay.
And everyone in here was a little disappointed in Wallach.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And that was your worst performance, too. So maybe
4 out of 7, that's true.
Now, yeah. Were you just, like, trying to hustle? Like, saying that, you know, when I set up these contestants, they're going to feel a little too confident coming in?
That's exactly
what it was. Is this part of your plan?
That's right. It was all to lure them in. All the cash I'm going to make today.
You were like, you were Tom Cruise.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. The color of money. You were trying to play possum.
Lure them in.
All right. When we come back, we will get down to it. We will have our three contestants. Now, Rich, if you were looking around the room, who do you like in this thing?
I think Lanny. I have a weird feeling Lanny's going to kill this. Because, I mean, Lanny was pissed when John Wallach wasn't getting this stuff. Like, I mean, furious. And I don't know K-Ron enough yet. So we'll find out.
Okay.
All I know is that Wallach has been wildly disappointing as of late, and Lanny is angry. So if that anger can translate into actual delivery.
Now that the pressure's on,
I have a feeling that Lanny is going to come through.
Are you turning red over there? My goodness.
I appreciate the support. I really do. It's making my nerves a little shaky, but I do appreciate the support.
I am putting K-Ron and Lanny at even odds and Wallach plus 700.
Better odds than the Cavaliers. I'll take it.
Plus 700 is what I am putting down here.
Okay, so this has two rounds. We'll do round one after we take a quick break. And it's going to be the first round, extremely simple. Just identify the artist, just like we did in the past. The second round will be completely different, but this one is a way to get a big mass of points. And I'm telling you, John, if you blow this, most of these are mega hits.
Yep.
Okay? Mega hits.
Mm-hmm. Did either K-Ron or Lanny ever wear a leather vest with no shirt under it?
No, never had the opportunity. No.
Okay. But it wasn't, if you had a chance, you would have.
No. Overalls with one strap, yes.
You did?
Nice!
Yeah, yeah. You have the perfect background for that. It's
We look like we're in like a Fresh Prince video.
Now, did anyone... Off the wall cover. Did anyone have an 8-ball jacket?
No.
Nope. A little disappointing. All right. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason. I actually like this song.
It's a great song. This might be one of the best of that era.
Well, that's not saying a lot. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Jeff Carbone Insurance.
We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go.
Fellas,
y'all ready to do this? What's up, y'all? What's up? Boys, it's about time. Yo, what's up? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I never got this song. It's not bad, but it's just about them.
Well,
but it was their first single.
Well, let's just introduce you. This is who we are. We're about to take over. We're just some kids from Philly who learned how to harmonize. We used to dream about it in school every day. And now look at
us. Throw out the Geno Stakes reference, which is sort of lame.
We're playing casinos everywhere.
The last time I went to Mohegan Sun, they were playing in the casino. Now you say, Fred, a lot of bands play in the casino. No. They were playing in the casino. Where you play table games.
Yeah. Like the, right.
There's like a tiny stage.
You know what's, they have a great gig now. Like if you go to, I was out in Vegas and their giant faces are on the Mirage sign now. Like they're the premier entertainment at the Mirage.
The Mirage is taking a hit.
Well, it's still a huge casino and you still probably get paid. Did they played Fenway with, was it New Kids?
I saw them at the Garden with New Kids in 98 Degrees.
Whoa. Okay.
What year was that?
That was about 5, 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Were you 98 Degrees guy?
90 Degrees was the best out of the three groups that was there. Blew my mind. Boyz II Men were horrible. And I didn't care about New Kids on the Block because they're a joke. But like 90, I could not believe how good 98 Degrees
well,
was.
Well, when I was in Cincinnati a few years ago, you would there was these buses going around with the ugly guys from 98 Degrees face on it. And he was running for, like, comptroller of Cincinnati,
and he lost.
You know how pathetic that is? That he actually had that name recognition and lost?
That is
strange. It was the Lachey brothers, and how are you going to live up to that?
By the way, I tweeted out a quick poll. I was like, who will win the new Jack Nerd competition? And third place is K-Ron, just because they're not familiar with you yet, 24%. Billy Lanny at 25%. Wallet coming in with 51%
really?
Of
they
the
not?
Vote.
Wow. Do they listen to the show?
They obviously
like
do
the,
not.
I like the, because, like the support. All right. Let's see how long that lasts.
So all right. Lanny works for Felger and Mez. K-Ron is the guy that we picked out. He's a science teacher out of Dorchester. And Wallach, obviously, is someone who's failed miserably at this segment a couple times before.
So here's how the our first round of this competition will work. Okay. It's going to be very simple. Each one of you will have, you'll go one at a time. I will play a sample of one of these songs. You name the artist. That's it. You get it right, you get a point. No, you don't.
Okay, Rich, so to be clear, are you going man-to-man? Or?
Yes, I always start with, you know what, let's just go from Lanny, K-Ron to Wallach. How about that? We'll go in that order. Now, this is completely random. So the songs that are picking, I'm going in the exact order that I have it on the screen. I have no idea how it's all going to be set up. That way we keep it fair. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Billy Lanny, your first song. Name the artist.
Oh, K-Ron's looking at you. K-Ron's taking this so bad.
He's going to kill you.
No, I know. R. Kelly?
Ah! R. Kelly, that's right. Very good. Excellent.
K-Ron knew it in 10 seconds.
He knew it immediately. Yeah. He knew it immediately. Okay, Billy Lanny with one, got an R. Kelly.
All right, so we need, Bird, will you keep score?
Oh, thank you.
He's on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
K-Ron, you ready?
Ready.
Oh, I know this. 2022.
Oh. Yeah. This was one of the songs that played constantly when I worked at Subway.
Yeah.
Like every 45 minutes. This is the worst song.
This was not a good follow-up.
I'm in big trouble.
K-Ron.
I'm in big trouble. Yeah. All right. So you did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay. Did you know the first one?
R. Kelly. I was struggling the same as him, and he got it before I was.
All right. K-Ron looks like we had a ringer. Like
John Wallach. Are you ready?
Not really.
Yes.
Oh, it's God. Yeah. I got that one.
Now, who were God?
Yeah, I don't even know this song.
It's a Teddy Riley deal. It's another one of those big Teddy Riley groups. This is the heart. And K-Ron, back there, this is the heart of the new Jack Swing.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Teddy
Riley could not have been bigger than he was when he formed that group. Jeez. Aaron Hall, who else?
And his brother, the drummer. I forgot his
name.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that the idea there was a drummer.
The guy who pressed the button.
That's right. The guy went like this.
That's a good point.
Do you have that one that goes... That's number two. Let's press
all right. Well, that was a strong start.
Yep.
All right. Three for three. Are you ready, Billy Lanny?
I am.
Name this artist.
Oh, this is that Vogue.
Yeah.
Oh,
very good.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
In fact, I've pleasured myself to this video on more than one occasion.
Have you now?
This is part of the magic of showing up, K-Ron. You get to figure these things out.
Okay, there was a... And don't say the name because we might be playing
was
it.
Was Dawn the one with the short hair?
I don't know. I used to pledge myself to this.
I just remember they sang the
short-haired one, or just the song and the video in general.
Well, the video.
I didn't know if you had your eyes set on the short-haired one.
She was the short-haired one, or was that Paul Schaefer was in the one?
And by the way, there was a knockoff one. I won't even say it because we might get to that later on.
Yeah.
All right. So excellent.
I'm on the case. I got to find out who's.
Yeah. Which was the one that, gave you the best memories.
Right.
Yes. All right. I will get back to
that. While we're doing that, let's go to K-Ron right now. Billy Lanny, a perfect 2-for-2. K-Ron has got the first one correct. Here we go.
Johnny Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Who?
Johnny Kemp. This is his one hit.
Now, did you know this?
Yes.
Now, all right, tell me about Johnny Kemp.
I have no idea about Johnny Kemp
personally.
Johnny
Kemp has the best hair.
Oh, yeah. The hair is unbelievable.
It's like as if Sideshow Bob went headfirst into a wall.
It's true. It's all going back instead of down. It's weird.
It's very strange.
And it's red, too, right?
Yeah, it's
red.
It's like red, frizzy, but it goes in all these crazy directions.
Sure.
Yeah, he's an interesting-looking gentleman, Johnny Camp is. Yeah. But very good. Right. That was his only hit? That was canceled.
Yeah,
okay.
That was it. Yeah.
All right. Okay, now, John yes. Wallach. But you are battling some Titans here.
Both these guys are really good, yeah.
All right, turn it up, Fred. Here we go. You ready?
All right, I'm trying to find out who I used to play with myself to.
Shanice.
Oh, my God!
When the pressure's... Oh, this is a good song, too.
Yep. By the way, first guest of the new Jay Leno show, first musical guest of the new Jay Leno show.
Was Shanice?
Yes.
This is like a 90210 soundtrack.
Yes. Damn straight it was. Hell yeah, it was. Again, this is David Silver doing college radio and playing this stuff. Like the guy that just got to playing anal, you know what, just turns into this song. Here, K-Ron, take
rest
some notes.
In peace.
Write that down.
Seriously.
Write that down for later.
Wow, so I'm being a teacher, huh?
He gets to go to elementary school after this.
All right, so how about that? Everyone's gotten every single one so far. Everyone's okay. 2 for 2. Billy Lanny, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Oh, go. I know this one.
John and K-Ron nodding their heads.
Yeah.
Well, K-Ron knows them all within 2 seconds.
I knew this song. I had no idea who the artist was.
I'm with you with that one. I don't know the artist right now.
No guess?
No guess.
John, steal it.
Portrait.
That is correct. That is Portrait.
Who the hell are Portrait? By the way,
again, one hit wonder.
Fife mm-hmm. and I are both in the same boat. Dawn from En Vogue.
Okay.
If you request, I used to have a crush on Dawn En Vogue.
Text him to get the answer?
Yeah, I texted Dead Fife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a friend of yours. Not Dead Fife. I'm sorry. My mistake.
You think I have a friend named Fife?
I thought you did. That's Fierce. My mistake. Sorry.
Yeah, there is Fierce. By the way, John does not get a point for that.
Oh,
just
damn it.
Giving him a chance.
So who is that?
That's Shanice.
No,
Portrait. It's Portrait.
Portrait.
Yeah.
Who are Portrait?
One hit wonders.
They had four guys.
That one song.
They had
that
all song. Singers. Nobody played musical instruments.
Well, that's most of them.
Well, that's true, too.
A lot of this is now dentist office music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Okay. K-Ron, how about that? Billy Lanny has missed the first one of the contest. K-Ron, who was 2 for 2. Here we go.
Oh, this is Jade.
Oh. Yep. Jade was the knockoff SWV where they tried to move their faces quickly so you couldn't quite pay attention. They were all like the bassist from the Goo Goo Dolls. They were just trying to hide them in the shadows.
They had one more song, right? Every day of the week, that was the other one.
Anyone?
You're
talking like I would have any idea. Okay. Wow, you got Jade immediately.
That's good.
That was a tough one.
This guy's the favorite right here.
All right. John Wallach, yes. Are you ready?
Yes. I'll be short.
I mean, John's saying, get that crap out of here.
Now, is Albie sure the one who wore Band-Aids on his face?
No, that was Nelly, wasn't it?
Yeah, Nelly.
No. Before that, there was a time where someone wore Band-Aids on their face.
Ooh, I don't know who that was. I know that Left Eye wore a condom on her eye.
Okay.
We all know that.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, Billy Lanny, you get. Hopefully can make up some ground here.
I'm hoping. Let's
you
do
got
it.
2 3-for-3s. You're 2 out of 3. Here we go. Oh, very good, Keith Sweat.
There you go, Billy.
Nice. Keith Sweat's voice not very good.
It's kind of nasally.
No. Well, he made up with, he was the MTV era. He made it up with the pure sexiness.
He did. That was what it was. All right, K-Ron, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. He's already 3 for 3.
Aaron Hall.
Oh, my God. See, this is one that I had never heard this before
never
in my life.
Gotten this in a million years.
And I was looking up, like, you know, these famous New Jack songs. Everyone's like, oh, Aaron Hall. Do you know what soundtrack this is from?
Oh, is it the Juice soundtrack?
Very good. The Juice soundtrack.
By the way, if you call yourself Aaron Hall, you might as well just say, I'm never going to be famous. I'm John David. All right. Finally, Rich.
We're going to do finally?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've got a total of 5 each, but we can be stop there.
Let's stop.
All right, then I will do this one for John, because this is just as much for John as it is for you.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Know this.
No, who is this woman?
Oh, homeless. Oh, wait, I do know this one.
Oh,
homeless.
No. Turn up.
You don't know it.
Oh,
and this is like a dance.
Yes.
Oh, I know this.
It doesn't matter.
What does she say? What does she say?
I worked at the half-off card shop, and they played the effing Top 40 station, and it was that, and everything I do it for you. Lottie G, Lottie Dog. And they're like stocking stupid gift wrap. Lottie D, Lottie Dog.
Damn it. I know the song. I don't know the artist.
Do you not know who it is?
No.
Wallach,
it's someone who hopefully is no longer with us.
K-Ron, do you know who that is?
Oh, her name.
Good.
Her name
don't know it. I don't know it.
I just heard the
Billy
song.
Lanny.
I don't.
It's hopefully it's someone who's actually homeless now.
Waters, is it?
Oh, we got it. It's home by K-Ron.
Wow.
Just killing it.
Why don't we stop the contest now?
Crystal Jesus. Waters.
Wow.
How did you get that?
I hope now the song is I'm Homeless. I'm Homeless.
Listen how horrible of a singer she is.
Chris Rich. Oh, the memories.
I knew you hated
this song. They played this song every hour.
La-di-di-la-di-la.
All right, there is one more round. So far, Bird, grab Wallach's mic. Where are we at here in terms of scores?
Carolina's in the lead, followed by Wallach and Billy.
Okay, and what's the score?
K-Rod has 4, the Eagle has 3, and Billy has 3.
Okay.
Thank you.
So K-Ron right now, absolutely killing
Crystal
it.
Crystal Waters.
A perfect 4 out of 4.
Our final round will be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
They're just peacocking here. They're just showing off.
John Wallach let us know a few years ago that he was very into R&B, New Jack, swing music from the late 80s through the 90s. And enough that he would go out with a leather vest on with no shirt on underneath.
Which, as we were saying, was the Jodeci look. That was the guys from Jodeci. And R. Kelly, also.
Yeah, he was trying to seduce women in a way that didn't apparently work out too well for him. Also in here is Billy Lanny from the Felger and Mad Show, who heard us first test John Wallach and thought that he did horribly. And K-Ron, who is an elementary school science teacher, who has known everything and has looked disgusted at both the other contestants for not knowing what's going on.
True.
But so far, K-Ron is in the lead with the best possible score, 4. Lanny and John a step away at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rich, how is the second round of this contest going to be played?
The second round is simply going to be name as your buzzer, all right? So if the minute you know or the second you know who the artist is, I want you to yell it out. Now, it is not going to be the song I'm going to be playing. It is going to be the lyrics with the help from a good friend of ours, the king of hip-hop, Mr. Dan Roach.
So now we have a fighting chance.
Yes. So I am going to play you the lyrics as recited by smooth R&B Danny Roach. And you just have to yell out your name, and as soon as you do that, I will call your name out, and you have to tell me the artist.
Okay.
The artist, not the song, that he is doing the lyrics of, okay?
My name?
Yeah, just say.
No, you yell out my name.
I was going to scream the artist's name. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would think that's better, because if everyone yells it out at once, I don't know, we could do it where you just yell the artist.
No, name.
Okay, I think that might be better.
Name is your buzzer.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Smooth Danny Roach, take it away.
Can you feel the magic in my hand?
John.
I'll rub you the right way. Johnny Gill.
Oh, jeez.
Can you feel the magic in my hand when I touch and rub you the right way? Stroke. Apply the tenderness when I hold and rub you the right way. Can you feel the love tonight?
See, that's a Lion King song. That's
right.
Not really an R&B tune.
He just was riffing, right? He was just riffing.
So John Wallach has made him some ground. You are now tied with K-Ron.
All right.
4 points apiece. Billy Lanny's sitting at 3. Are you guys ready? Take it away, Danny Roach.
Do me, baby. Oh.
K-Ron.
Silk.
Mm.
Nope. Can I steal?
Yes.
Steal?
Yeah.
It's Do Me by BBD.
Do Me, baby. Oh, Oh, baby. I like it just like that. Yeah. Do me, baby. Yeah. You can do me in the morning. You can do me in the night. You can do me when you want to do me. Oh.
Okay. It's throwing K-Ron off a little bit.
No, I know. Yeah, the Silk song starts with Do Me, Baby.
Maybe you lay back and hear maybe some more lyrics.
Maybe so.
Maybe, you know, because there's several songs that have Do Me in it,
I'm sure.
So.
All right.
So, very popular phrase.
It is. So are you now ahead by one?
Is that right?
Wallach is ahead. This is a huge shot.
All right. 4-3. Okay. All right. We got three more of these.
All right.
Come on. Come on, K-Ron. Come on, Lanny. Here we go.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find.
John.
Poison.
BBD.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find.
That took a lot of work.
Miss her. Kiss her. Love, wrong move. You're dead.
That girl.
Poison like a poison dart. Poison ivy. Poison apple. Never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. Poison is a clubhouse. Some bad dude in the clubhouse.
All right, K-Ron, he's getting pissed.
Steve is coming off his head.
That's right.
So now Wallach has a 2-point lead.
You have a 2-point lead.
With 3 remaining.
With 2 remaining. We have 2. So K-Ron can tie it. Okay. And I do have some tiebreakers.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
So are we ready? Take it away, Smooth Danny Roach.
All I want to do is a zoom, a zoom, a zoom.
K-Ron.
Rex and Effect, Shake Your Rump.
All I want to do is a zoom, a zoom, a zoom, and a boom, boom,
still
boom,
in.
Just well shake done. Your rump.
Well
all I want to do is zoom, a zoom, a zoom,
like a
and a boom, boom, just shake your rump. All I want to do is zoom, a zoom, a zoom, and a boom, boom, just shake your rump. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, 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 baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2, check, baby, 1. Check, 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 microphone, check.
All right, so let's, right. Lanny is, can't win.
Lanny, you're unfortunately out, but a very, very valiant effort.
I still play?
No. For this one, we can't ruin it. You're out.
You can't play. You're out.
This is the spoiler.
This is the final one. Can't be the spoiler. Here we go.
So this is for K-Ron to tie, and we will have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
But if John gets this, it is over. He will be the K-Ron. Reigning
Focus.
Champion.
Try to think there's some sort of rhythm coming from Dan Rhodes. Try your best to figure that out.
Take it away, Smooth, Sexy R&B Roach.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about
K-Ron,
me.
K-Ron!
My Prerogative, Bobby Brown.
Oh! Yeah!
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission to make my own decisions. Oh, that's my prerogative. It's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I love the cape, please. It's the way summer. Here we go. Play ball, boys.
He is a treasure. He really is.
We have a tie. All right.
Nice job.
All right, so we're going to do a quick tiebreaker.
All right.
I'm going to play you a song. And the first one to yell out the name of the artist. Don't even yell your name. Okay. It's between you two. Name of the artist wins it all. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
K-Ron. Teddy Riley.
What?
Teddy Riley.
Nope.
George Clinton.
What, George Clinton?
It's Atomic Dog. The song had, right?
Yeah,
I mean, but that's not it.
That is Blackstreet, Booty Call.
Okay.
Booty Call by Blackstreet. All right. I have another tiebreaker.
All right.
Here we go.
Ooh, K-Ron misses one.
I'm shocked you missed that.
Call by Blackstreet. All right, here we go. This time, don't yell your name. Yell the artist.
Okay.
Here we go.
K-Ron. K-Ron comes through.
Yes.
We have a new champion, a new Jack nerd who has taken over John Wong, dethroned him, came from behind. scraped up from the hole and said, damn it.
Well, Dan Roach
I'm not going to let Dan Roach completely throw up
Dan Roach ruined everything.
That was tough to listen to. Great guy. Tough to listen to.
Yeah. Dan Roach ruined that.
You were going K-Rod, and then came Dan Roach just flipping out. And
all right. There we go. Well, I'll tell you this, is that John Wallach, you did a lot better than I thought you would.
Thank you, Fred.
And Billy Lanny, you see that when you're listening.
It's a lot easier.
It's a different monster. It's a different monster when you're staring it down.
When you're staring at the bright lights of the 98.5 The Sports Hub studios, that it can get rough.
You didn't embarrass yourself.
I'm happy about that.
You hung in there.
You did not embarrass yourself. Well, K-Ron, how do you out of school? Did you take the day off?
I took some time this morning. I go in right after this. Though.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's awesome.
Now, I imagine your students are just going to be over the moon.
They don't know about that. They really care about this kind of stuff.
I find that difficult to believe. I imagine that your students are A, huge fans of the show, and B, huge fans of 90s R&B. But, K-Ron, thank you so much. You've proved yourself to be a worthy adversary of Mr. John Wallach.
We have a pile of free Gorton's fish stick products in the back. If you like, they were given, say, for some reason in the mail, we received a stack of coupons for free Gorton fish sticks.
Oh, man.
And that's the best we can do.
They were all there.
I don't even think we have like Toucher and Rich shirts left, but it's all about the pride. It's all about you now hold that.
So here we go. There you go.
I have some fish
wet. Oh, we do. Here we go.
Give me the Toucher shirt.
The official.
There it is.
Yeah. Very hard to get sold out. Toucher and Rich Hey Guys Asian.
Very nice. All right. K-Ron, thank you so much. Billy Lanny, thanks so much for coming in. And we will return.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love, wrong move, you're dead. That girl is poison. Poison like a poison dart. Poison ivy. Poison apple. Never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. Poison is a clubhouse. Some bad dude in the clubhouse.
Toucher and Rich.
Okay, well, this summer Dunkin's got ice cream inspired ice.
Want you to feel good while you're doing the commercial.
I hate that song.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
.5 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Danny Ainge going to join us at 9 o'clock, so obviously very soon. There's an article up on the Wall Street Journal that said, we'll get into this a little bit later, about how ESPN's politics have ruined them, to which I would say, no, ESPN putting on horrible shows ruined them, and overpaying for sports has ruined them. I mean, sure, Jemele Hill is a very divisive political voice, but that doesn't change the fact that you gave her a show while it wasn't political, in the times that it wasn't political, I never really watched it, was excruciatingly boring. I mean, see, you could have someone on who had a point of view that people disagreed with, but the weird thing is they'd have to be entertaining.
Sure.
See, you put on crap that no one wanted to watch, and you gave unproven shows a slot that... Okay, so if that's ESPN's biggest problem, then tell me how they're losing their ass on their new morning show, which is, I would imagine, exceptionally apolitical. Mike Greenberg's not exactly, raising his fist against the man.
Have you seen any part of it?
No.
I have. Because I was just genuinely curious. I taped it once, maybe 2 weeks ago, and took a look at it. It is the most vanilla, cardboard thing, and Jalen Rose tries to be, like, the troublemaker. At least the episode I saw tried to be the troublemaker of the group, and he's not that guy.
I think, however, Michelle Beadle is fairly outspoken. Like, as a matter of fact, when the whole thing with the... kneeling came out just a couple days ago, actually, and she went off on a pretty big rant that went viral.
Again, so, maybe the episode enough. I saw, yeah, but fair enough, not yeah. good.
But I don't think that the reason that you would point to that show and say,
no, that's true,
it's
right.
not doing well is because it's so overtly political.
Sure.
No, it's a disaster because the talent on it, outside of Jalen Rose, is not good.
I mean, Mike Greenberg is an idiot. He had it all. He had we've said this before, the best job in radio. All he had to do was get up in the morning, sit there. They never had to worry about ratings.
Nope.
They just couldn't get in trouble.
Just be a commercial for ESPN.
And read Subway ads.
Yep. Just be a big commercial for the programming that you have up, have on all the personalities that are already at the station. Just be an ad for ESPN television. Right.
You have to do zero work. You have a fleet of producers. You have, like you said, Rich, you have a guest on every topic that you can bring into studio. Mm-hmm. Big names, too.
Yep.
And you just have to sit there. But then his ego got the better of him, and they offered him money, and they put a phenomenal amount of money into a new set and this whole new thing. They took off SportsCenter, which I would imagine is fairly cheap to produce at that time of day. So don't give me politics is the main reason that ESPN's falling off. ESPN's falling off is because they've made massively crappy programming decisions. And that's why when Jamel Hill would piss everyone off, I'll get into it again, but... What do you care?
Who is she?
You weren't watching her anyway. You weren't watching her anyway. So if she tweets something out, what do you care? What, she's like the voice of the generation? She's unwatchable. Unwatchable. And then, well, Bomani Jones. But what does Bomani Jones do? Bomani Jones, where is he? I don't even see him on Levitard anymore. Because if it's my daughter has yoga, so sometimes I'll go to the bar when that's on. And you know, they're not on.